I thought it would be wise to have a follow-up gathering after the last one, which was for some seemingly a sobering up or a somber warning. But a few online mentioned that they were made to feel some fear, or thought that it was instilling fear, but in fact quite the opposite. The intention is always to go beyond the illusion of fear. But it is prudent to prepare now by taking refuge with God in a very powerful and sustained way, because it becomes ever harder to do it as we approach the cataclysm itself. And so satyogis should all be making final preparations for Jivan Mukti without delay, so that we fulfill our function. And that requires that we realize the truth. The truth that is expressed, for example, in the famous syllogism of Shankara: the world is unreal, only Brahman is real. The world is Brahman. If you perceive the world as Brahman, or as Shiva, as the Buddha nature, as the one mind, the one infinite consciousness, not as a multiplicity of beings and objects and things in space-time, but the pure manifestation of God consciousness as eternally present, and not in the illusion of the flux of time, but steadily witnessing without entering into or projecting consciousness as if it were a separate being in the matrix. Withdraw your consciousness from any projection into a separate ego, and recognize that every being is a manifestation of the same one self. There is only one self. So there should be no questions about who you are, or who anyone else is, or what this is all about. This cosmic drama is here in order to bring about conditions for the revelation of the one self. And this is the moment of truth in which that revelation is to be fully manifested in our consciousness. To do that, we must be beyond all the malas. Nirmala, what are the three malas that we must be beyond, as you have done according to your name? Do you know the three?
Well, I know there is Kamala.
Karma mala. Is that what you mean?
Maybe. Kamala. No?
No. No, that's something else. There are three malas. Malas mean stains. And in this case, stains of false belief, false paradigms of reality, false understandings of the nature of the real. And the first one, the core one, is the anava mala, which means the false belief that you are an individual being in a world of multiplicity, when in fact you are Shiva and cannot be anything else. But you can only realize you are Shiva by withdrawing all belief in ego, in being a bodily being in a world, and in having any intentions around individual ambition or achievement, but only focused on the will of God as the self, that then moves the individual body and mind through the world without any ego or any split of will or intention or and without any personal desire. So it's the freedom from all of that that is the passing beyond the anava mala. And the second is the karma mala, the illusion that you are a doer, that you have agency, the illusion that you have a responsibility to do something as a separate individual, or even the ability and free will to do something as a separate individual. That illusion also will be seen through when this mala has been transcended. And as a result, there will be no karma coming to you, no suffering, no consequences, no backlash, no self-betrayal, whether it comes internally or as an external blowback. So being beyond the karma mala is essential. And then the final one is, does anyone know? It's the more comprehensive maya mala, to be beyond all maya, all illusions, all contexts and frames of reference within the phenomenal plane, and all beliefs, all indoctrinations, all attitudes. So to be completely free of any illusion and only the full truth of the presence of Shiva, shining with full splendor as oneself, remains one's state of consciousness without wavering, without change, and an unbroken state of atma-vichara, of that complete unity with God consciousness as one's only self. So we should all have achieved transcendence of those three malas, and then whatever seems to occur in the illusory plane will not be able to touch or affect you. And you will be able to offer blessings and light, and love, and joy, and upliftment with the vibrational frequency that you are emanating naturally to the entire planetary morphic field for any consciousness in a state of prayer to attune to and be able to rise into Shiva consciousness, which may be interpreted by different people as Christ consciousness or Buddha mind or the presence of Allah or Ein Sof or however anyone languages or conceptualizes the presence of the God Self that will be granted. And it is our seva to emanate that vibration as a community with a very strong, unified transmission that is constantly going out to the world as a beacon of light and love and peace in these times of tribulation. So I hope that everyone is fulfilling that function that God has given us. And is without any individual karmic intentions remaining that could interfere with that service. And the more we abide in the state of Shiva consciousness, the more simple life becomes, the less desire or need there is for anything, the less there is any attachment or any kind of fear or worry or concern, because the complete trust and faith in God takes care of all that must unfold. And it's in that state of surrender that the optimal flow of experience occurs to bring about the graduation of the consciousness from this plane into the eternal light.